Magdalia, what a fantastic name. Where do you come from?
Hello. I come from Mexico. I've been living in the UK for 13 years now.
And being a female drummer is quite unusual. When did you start playing?
Well, I started when I was 10 years old. My mom is a pianist and she saw potential with percussion. And so she sort of like pushed it to that side, which I'm very grateful for.
So your family are very supportive.
100%. It's difficult when a child decides to play drums just because of all the noise, but they were the ones being supportive. So I just got all the tools quite quickly, which is really, really good.
And imagine being a drummer gives you a chance to vet all your feelings. Do you sometimes go a bit over the top?
It depends. I mean, if I'm asked to go over the top, I'm like, well, it's on you, you know. But I think it's an instrument where you can actually play a lot with dynamics and it really gets to people. Like it either pumps their heart or just like a swell in the on the cymbal, like it just represents so much, like all the drama and stuff. So it's a lovely way to communicate feelings.
So klezmer music always makes me want to get up and dance, and maybe the audience will. How many are in the band?
We're three, but you wouldn't guess because everyone is playing so many things, so many instruments. We have at least 15 or 16 instruments on stage.
Gosh, and how do you like being part of a super panto?
I love it. I love it. I think it's the one of the best seasons of the year. And with all the shows going in town, with all the lights, with all the music. And it's so fun because it's actually to bring joy to children and to families. So you are part of it. And when you see someone laughing at a joke, you're also part of it. And it's also funny for us. So yeah, it's quite fun.
It's quite a large cast, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and all of them are super talented. The story is fantastic. We're also part of the story, the musicians. So it's a lovely cast with very diverse and also with a lot of music, like very diverse music at the same time.
And it's a bit difficult to describe this particular brand of Cinderella, but can you give us a flavour?
Yes, well, yeah, like you say, it's not your typical Cinderella, but it's a very creative story, and I think it's a more modern take of it. And yeah, people wouldn't expect it, so I'm not going to spoil it right now.
Do you have a favorite part of the panto?
Oh, I think it might sound a little bit weird, but the ending is quite epic, and I like that when, like, people are actually like just about, like you said, to stand up and start to dance.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Amazing.